From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. President Obama speaks to the American people on the Iran nuclear deal. Moments ago, U.S. President Barack Obama made a statement on the lifting of international sanctions imposed on Iran for its nuclear activities.
For decades, our differences with Iran meant that our governments almost never spoke to each other. Ultimately, that did not advance America's interests. Over the years, Iran moved closer and closer to having the ability to build a nuclear weapon. But from Presidents Franklin Roosevelt to John F. Kennedy to Ronald Reagan, the United States has never been afraid to pursue diplomacy with our adversaries. And as president, I decided that a strong, confident America could advance our national security by engaging directly with the Iranian government.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said in a speech earlier, the Islamic Republic has entered a new chapter in its history. He praised the end of international sanctions. News of Implementation Day was greeted with skepticism by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the most vocal opponent of the deal in the international community. He warned that Iran has not relinquished its ambition to obtain nuclear weapons. A plane carrying several Americans freed by Iran as part of a prisoner swap with the United States has taken off from Tehran. Among those en route to Switzerland are Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, former U.S. Marine Amir Mirzai Hekmati, and Christian pastor Saeed Abedini. The men will then head to a U.S. military hospital in Germany for medical treatment. Rezaian is accompanied by his wife, journalist Yagani Salehi, and his mother. The release of the four American prisoners was announced Saturday. This is VOA News. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people and wounded 14. A spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial government said the bomber detonated his device today in Jalalabad at the residential compound of a prominent member of Nangarhar's provincial council, who escaped unharmed. Local media say the explosion happened during a gathering of tribal elders. Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of mourning following an attack in the capital that killed at least 29 people when armed men stormed a restaurant and a hotel in Ouagadougou on Friday evening. Emile Iob reports.
The usually busy street in front of the Splendid Hotel in Ouagadougou is empty of civilians this Saturday afternoon, just hours after the attacks. The area has been sealed off by police, and as of mid-afternoon, emergency personnel were still pulling out the bodies of victims out of the hotel and the restaurant that were targeted by armed men. Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, claimed responsibility for the attacks. The jihadist group was already behind a raid on an upscale hotel in Mali's capital Bamako last November, which left 22 people dead, including the two attackers. Burkina Faso's government said Saturday morning that the assault on the hotel was over, that four jihadists had been killed and more than 120 hostages released. Emily Yob for VOA News in Ouagadougou.
Taiwan's voters have elected Tsai Ing-wen as the island's first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party, which has focused heavily on growing relations with China since coming to power 8 years ago. Her independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature for the first time, a development that could have a big impact on economic and other policies with China. The new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, backed by China as a potential rival to the World Bank and other international lenders, opened in Beijing Saturday. The 57 member nations contributed $100 billion in capital to the bank. China provided 30% of the new bank's capital. Jin Lichun, president of the AIIB, said that the bank's capital would include a number of currencies.
For the sake of raising capital from the international market, we may raise capital in the U.S. dollars, euro, RMB, and some other currencies to benefit the borrowing countries.
U.S. health officials have linked a baby born with brain damage at a hospital in Hawaii to the state's first known case of Zika virus, a mosquito-borne disease tied to serious birth defects in thousands of babies born recently in Brazil and elsewhere in Latin America. Health authorities say the child's mother had lived in Brazil until May of 2015. They suspect she was infected during the early 8 parts of her pregnancy. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.